And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, November the 19th, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Sharon Olds, born in San Francisco, 1942, author of more than 10 books of poetry, most recently Stag's Leap. Sharon Olds, who said, "Whenever we give our pen some free will, we may surprise ourselves. All that wanting to seem normal in regular life, all that fitting in, falls away in the face of one's own strange self on the page." It's the birthday of the poet Alan Tate, Winchester, Kentucky, 1899, author of the poem Ode to the Confederate Dead and biographies of Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis. It's the anniversary of the National Women's Christian Temperance Union in 1874, whose members would march into saloons, sing hymns, pray, and ask the barkeepers to please stop selling liquor. It was on this date, 1861, Mrs. Julia Ward Howe sat down in Washington and wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And it's the birthday of the 20th President of the United States, James Garfield, born in Orange, Ohio, 1831. He taught classics at Western Reserve Institute in Hiram, Ohio, and as a parlor trick, he could hold a pen in each hand and simultaneously write in Latin and Greek. Elected president in 1880, and a few months after he took office, he was fatally shot by a deranged gunman in the railroad station in Washington, D.C. And it was on this day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address at the dedication of the National Cemetery in Gettysburg 4.5 months after the horrible battle. It was a cold, foggy morning. The president arrived about 10 a.m. Around noon, the sun came out. The crowds gathered on a hill overlooking the battlefield. About 15,000 people were there. A band played, a preacher prayed, and the orator of the day, Edward Everett, got up and spoke for more than 2 hours. And when he finished, the president spoke for just over 2 minutes, fewer than 300 words, only 10 sentences. Many of the crowd who attended didn't even realize that Lincoln had spoken because they were distracted by a photographer setting up his camera. Here's our poem for today, the second half of the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln. "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." Said Abraham Lincoln on this day in 1863. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.